Chapter 2. What we learn. No one deserves to die. Conspiracy theories grow. The system protects its own. Chapter 2. Surviving death. I can't believe people in office don't know. Or has a clue in fact been sent? I check with the city desk, but no one knows. Not about Rashmi. Not about Rashmi's abusive freaking ex. Where the fuck is he, the monster? He pushed her. He made her do this. I don't even know anything anymore. But this much I'm certain of. I go looking in a blind rage. But no one can tell me where he is. There's nothing I can do at this point in time, and my blood is boiling. It really is. I'm going to make him pay, that smug bastard.
M, in my office, now.
Samit calls out, and he doesn't sound particularly pleasant. What is it? I know he's heard about Rashmi and hasn't bothered to tell me. Hell, everyone covers up for everyone else here. The big boys do that incredibly well. The system shuts down to protect its own, blanks the rest of us out.
I'm a little concerned about you right now.
He starts. This is unbelievable. He's going to make this about me? I can't believe it. I don't know what is going on, Samit. Why didn't you tell me? Did you know when we were having that meeting? Did you already know? I ask him, aggrieved and aggressive.
I asked you to meet me after the meeting, remember?
He starts off. Then I guess he realizes he doesn't need to justify himself.
I didn't want to say anything in front of everyone there. And there were no details. But listen, we will be observing a moment of silence in about half an hour.
We're shooting it? I'm beginning to feel sick.
Yeah, it's a sign of respect.
He starts, and then seeing the look on my face.
God damn it, don't give me that. Of course we are going to cover this. She was one of us.